In the early 1960s, as America raced to put a man in space, astronaut John Glenn made an unusual request before his historic orbital mission. Despite having cutting-edge IBM computers calculating his trajectory, Glenn insisted, "Get the girl to check the numbers." That girl was Katherine Johnson, a brilliant Black mathematician whose calculations would prove vital to America's space program. This moment captures the extraordinary paradox at the heart of NASA's early success. The agency relied on the mathematical genius of Black women who weren't even allowed to use the same bathrooms as their white colleagues. These women weren't just hidden figures in America's space race, they were hidden figures in American history itself, their contributions obscured by both gender and race, despite their pivotal role in one of humanity's greatest achievements. In 1943, Dorothy Vaughan left her $400 teaching position for a $2,000 job at the National Advisory Committee for Aeronautics, NACA, joining the segregated West Area Computing Section at Langley Memorial Aeronautical Laboratory. Born in 1910, Dorothy's academic potential had been sidelined by the Great Depression. Despite working under a colored girls sign, she embraced this rare opportunity. The contradiction was stark. America fought fascism abroad while maintaining segregation at home. Black newspapers highlighted this through the Double V campaign, victory over fascism abroad and racism domestically. Dorothy advanced by studying aerodynamics and engineering physics after hours, becoming NACA's first Black manager by 1949. These women fought discrimination with excellence, wearing professional attire like armor, performing flawlessly, and maintaining perfect war bond participation. Their colleague, Miriam Mann, repeatedly removed the colored computers cafeteria sign until it was permanently eliminated. These mathematicians had secured positions at the single best and biggest aeronautical research complex in the world. Their excellence wasn't merely professional achievement, but an act of resistance against systemic exclusion. Katherine Johnson's mathematical genius emerged early as she counted everything from dishes to stars. Born in West Virginia, she skipped multiple grades and entered college at 15. Her professor, William Clater, created advanced classes specifically for her, saying, "You would make a good research mathematician, and I am going to prepare you for this career." After just 2 weeks in the computing pool at Langley, Katherine was selected for the Flight Research Division. Her confidence led her to question engineers, who appreciated her genuine interest. When Sputnik launched in 1957, her career shifted towards space research. She authored the first report from Langley's Aerospace Mechanics Division by a female, a 34-page paper on satellite positioning. Before John Glenn's historic 1962 orbital mission, the astronaut requested, "Get the girl to check the numbers." Katherine manually calculated 11 variables to 8 significant digits for every minute of the 3-orbit mission, matching the computer's results perfectly. For Apollo 11, she worked extensive hours calculating the precise orbital mechanics for the Lunar Module and Command Service Module rendezvous. As Neil Armstrong stepped onto the lunar surface, Katherine knew her calculations had helped make humanity's greatest journey possible. Mary Jackson combined technical brilliance with community leadership at NASA. A Hampton native from a service-oriented family, she led Girl Scout troops with conviction, transforming badge requirements into adventures and refusing to let her troop perform songs that reinforced stereotypes. When engineer Kazimierz Czarnecki recognized her potential, he suggested she enroll in the laboratory's engineering training program, a rare opportunity when most women remained classified as computers. This required attending the whites-only Hampton High School. Despite having to petition for access, Mary persevered, becoming NASA's first Black female engineer. Mary's engineering skills extended to helping her 13-year-old son Levi build a competitive car for the 1960s Soapbox Derby. Their meticulous attention to aerodynamics created a winning racing machine, making Levi the first colored boy in history to win the peninsula's derby. When reporters asked about his secret, he credited his slim car design that reduced wind resistance. Asked about his future plans, he proudly declared, I want to be an engineer like my mother. Astronauts trusted human computers who mastered calculators like pilots mastered planes, while remaining wary of electronic machines' ghostly intellects. This explains why Glenn requested Katherine Johnson verify his trajectory calculations for his historic orbital mission, despite available electronic computers. For Apollo 11, Katherine's calculations became critical. The Lunar Module and Command Service Module required perfect orbital alignment for rendezvous after the moon landing. Any error meant astronauts stranded in space forever. As Neil Armstrong made his giant leap for mankind, Katherine's mathematical precision helped ensure mission success. These space missions represented the culmination of the women computers' work. Their calculations weren't merely academic exercises, but matters of national prestige during the Cold War and life-or-death concerns for the astronauts. Under immense pressure, these women consistently proved human computation could be as reliable, and often more trusted, than the era's emerging electronic computers. Katherine Johnson's passion remained unwavering throughout her 33-year NASA career. "I loved every single day of it," she says. She worked on space shuttle and satellite programs until retirement, eventually receiving the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2015. Mary Jackson accepted a demotion from researcher to become Langley's federal women's program manager, believing she could better serve by helping women and minorities advance beyond the sticky middle grades. She dedicated her final years to ensuring others could reach their potential. Dorothy Vaughan retired in 1971 after 28 years, disappointed that her final ambition, leading both men and women of all races, went unfulfilled. In retirement, she traveled extensively but never returned to Langley, tucking her service awards away in a closet. These extraordinary women weren't exceptions, but the rule, talented professionals simply doing their jobs. Their goal wasn't to stand out for their differences, but to fit in because of their talent. Through mathematical brilliance, perseverance, and dignity facing discrimination, they helped America reach the stars while expanding our understanding of who belongs in the constellation of American achievement. The most powerful equation these women solved wasn't about trajectories or orbital mechanics. It was proving that excellence transcends artificial barriers. Their story shows that progress happens through daily persistence and undeniable competence. When Katherine Johnson calculated lunar trajectories, or Mary Jackson analyzed wind tunnel data, they were rewriting what was possible. Today, as we face continued disparities in STEM fields, their legacy offers both inspiration and challenge. What hidden figures remain in our midst? What breakthroughs await if we remove barriers to full participation? The women of West Computing demonstrated that expanding who can contribute expands what humanity can achieve. Their calculations proved flawless, their impact immeasurable. Perhaps the most important trajectory they charted wasn't to the stars, but toward a more perfect union here on Earth.